For years, it's been getting harder for artists to keep affordable workspace in Boston, with real estate at a premium and rents rising. A group of artists in Dorchester is the latest to face displacement. WBUR's Amelia Mason visited their sprawling studios to find out how the artists hope to save them.
On a warm day in early September, the Humphrey Street Studios in Dorchester bustle with activity. In a room overlooking a massive workshop, Jemuel Stephenson shows me the bamboo boxes he makes with a laser cutter and covers with swirly psychedelic patterns.
This one has little twists and a pull right there. And that's how that one opens.
The workshop is home to a number of creatives who've built makeshift studios all around the space.
So Ralph over here, he's actually working to, I think he's doing some embroidery right here.
Stephenson says the artists often work together, and that collaborative environment makes the place special.
It's huge as far as being able to actually manufacture and actually produce and do the kind of business that we need to actually continue.
If they'll be able to actually continue is a question. The studios, which are used by 35 artists, have been up for sale for about a year. It's prime real estate in gentrifying Upham's Corner, and the tenants fear that once it's bought, they'll lose their studios. Like sculptor Jillian Christie, who pays $1,045 a month for a space she shares with another artist. She says it's not easy to find studios that can accommodate the heavy industrial equipment she uses to make huge, twisty stainless steel sculptures. A similar-sized studio in the area will cost about $500 to $700 more.
You can imagine moving is an increase in rent, but that's such a substantial jump.
Low rents have been a hallmark of the Humphrey Street Studios since they were bought in 2001 by the sculptor Joe Wheelwright and a woodcarver named Neil Wedette.
Neil and Joe's goal was never to be empty. So they set the rents very, very reasonable, very low.
That's James Cooper, one of the owners of the property, who, along with another partner, helped Wheelwright and Wedette purchase the building, an old dry cleaning facility built in 1899.
You know those big steamers where you see the people using those great big old steamers to steam the clothes?
Those big steamers were fueled by underground oil tanks, which leaked and poisoned the soil, meaning no one could live on the property. But the massive buildings were perfect for artists to work in.
It was just a spectacular colony of people there. And they'd have, every year they'd have an open house, and it was always packed. The artwork was just unbelievable, just really, you know, astonishing artwork.
Wheelwright and Wedette both passed away in recent years, and Cooper and the remaining owners decided to sell the property. It was appraised at $3.5 million, an astronomical jump from the $100,000 the partners paid 20 years ago. But the place has been hard to sell, and in the meantime, the artist tenants decided their best chance of survival was to find a developer who would agree to preserve the studios.
I'm Bill Madsen Hardy. I am the owner of a company called New Atlantic Development.
New Atlantic is a mission-driven developer with a long track record of preserving cultural spaces in Boston, like the Midway Artist Studios in Fort Point and the Brookside Artist Studios in JP. For those projects, New Atlantic was able to take advantage of subsidies for live-work artist spaces. That's not an option at Humphrey Street because the artists don't live in their studios. But Hardy sees an opportunity in the property's empty back lot.
If we can develop, say, a 20 to 30 unit housing project back there, that could help subsidize the work studios.
Hardy hopes to buy the property, build apartments on the back lot, and create a nonprofit to take over the studios.
That's what I'm trying to figure out how to do here at Humphreys, is get ownership of the building itself into the hands of the tenants and maintain its current use.
It's strange to think that a for-profit developer may be the savior of the Humphrey Street Studios. But Hardy cautions against looking to the market to save artists. It'd be better, he says, if the city subsidized commercial studios like Humphrey's. Still, he's determined to make it work.
Once you start to meet people, you start to get invested, you know?
But a lot has to go right for Hardy's plan to work. Needs to deal with the toxic soil, and raise a lot of money. In the meantime, the artists are exploring other options, like historic preservation. And they wait, and they hope. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.